And Mike Woods joins us now with the headlines. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Fran. First to the national broadsheet, The Australian, which says Kevin Rudd's asylum seeker plan is full of holes and destined to sink. The Oz says Labor is racing to close a gap in its new border protection regime as Papua New Guinea warns of putting the brakes on the plan and says it will not resettle asylum seekers who are refused refugee status. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has made it clear that asylum seekers will be Australia's problem for years to come, putting more pressure on Kevin Rudd to find new locations for those who can't be kept on Manus Island. The Australian also says this morning that Treasury is expected to revise Australia's growth rate down and the budget deficit up in its forecasts for the economic statement to be released by Chris Bowen before the election is called. The Treasurer indicated that the government would announce new savings to offset the cost of the deal with Papua New Guinea on asylum seekers, but a broader set of savings will be required to preserve his commitment to returning the budget to surplus in 2015-16. And in a story we covered last week on Victoria's longest-serving prisoner, child killer Derek Percy, Melbourne's Age Today reports this morning that he has denied killing 12-year-old Linda Stillwell, who went missing in Melbourne in 1968. Nearly 45 years after she disappeared from St Kilda Beach, the main suspect has appeared at an emergency bedside hearing of the coroner's court. Derek Percy, Victoria's longest-serving prisoner, appeared before coroner Ian West in the secure ward of St Vincent's Hospital on Saturday. He is dying of lung cancer and was asked several times if he knew what happened to the 7-year-old and if he was involved in her abduction. He said he had no knowledge about the case and denied that he was the killer. And most of our dailies today report on our dismal cricketing display in England. Australia has crashed to one of its biggest ever defeats to fall behind 2-0 in the Ashes series as the batting woes continue to haunt a shell-shocked squad. Wimbledon, Tour de France, the Ashes, sacre bleu.